There's the school bell. That's the bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And when you hear that bell, you know you need to get your Bible and come to class. And you might want to open your Bible to the book of Genesis. We're studying about the life of Abraham. We're in a quarter of study of the great men and women of the Old Testament. And we're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for April the 8th, 1923, about Abraham being a hero of faith. And we'll continue with that Sunday school lesson in just a moment. While you're getting your Bible and finding the book of Genesis, which of course is the first book of the Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., and after a period of informal Bible study, we have a more formal worship at 10 a.m., and we'll gather together again on Sunday evening to close the Lord's Day out at 6 p.m. when we worship again. And then we gather together in the middle of the week on Wednesday evening to have Bible study at 7 p.m. Now, all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as we brought our class to a close at our last class session, we were talking about the chronology of Abraham, between Abraham's call to come out of the Ur of Chaldees and go into the land of Canaan until the time of the Exodus when the children of Israel left Egypt. And we see that Abraham sojourned in the land of Canaan for 100 years, being 75 years old when he left the city of Haran and go to the land of Canaan, and then dying when he was 175 years old. Now, Abraham's journey from Haran to Canaan was a journey of about 500 miles. And since the flood, the call of Abraham to come out of that land into the land of Canaan is one of the greatest events in the religious history of the world. You see, Abraham's father, Terah, and his kindred were idolaters. Now, we read about that because we read in Joshua chapter 24, in verse 2, and then down Joshua 24, 14 and 15. Joshua, talking to the children of Israel, said, "Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in olden time." And by the flood, he's talking about the flooded Tigris and Euphrates rivers. They lived beyond those rivers, far, far away. This isn't Noah's flood, but the flood that those rivers would make across that land. And so he said, "Your fathers lived on the other side of the flood of the Tigris and Euphrates in olden time, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods." In Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, Joshua admonishes the people, "Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah." We have evidence that the people that Abraham's family, not Abraham, but Abraham's family, were idolaters in that old land. We are later going to read about Rachel when she was leaving her father's house in Genesis chapter 31 and verse 19. And she had stolen the images which were her father's. Well, God separated Abraham from his father's house, that the worship of the one true and living God might be kept pure. Your fathers dwelt in old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. And Joshua said, I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Joshua 24, verses 2 and 3. A study of Abraham would be incomplete if we did not spend some time studying Abraham's character. Did you know that Abraham was called the friend of God? In fact, three times he is called the friend of God. Abraham was one of the grandest men in character, of one of the very noblest of all history. James 2 and 23, he was called the friend of God and God's friend forever. In 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 7, of whom God said in Isaiah 41 and verse 8, Abraham, my friend. Did you know that Jesus calls his disciples friends? We know what to do to be friends with Jesus. We sometimes sing a song, I'll be a friend to Jesus. Will we? John 14 and verse 15. John 15 and verse 14 tells us how to be a friend to Jesus. That's where Jesus said, ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. People shouldn't say they're friends with Jesus if they're not going to do what Jesus said. We read in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Abraham was also called the father of us all. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 16, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, his name was changed by the Lord from Abram to Abraham, because Abram means a great father, but Abraham means the father of a great multitude. We read about this in the book of Genesis. Genesis 17, 4 through 6, God says to Abram, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. We read in Luke chapter 16 and verse 24 about a place called Abraham's bosom. It is a place of rest. It's about Lazarus who died, and Lazarus was poor, eating the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. He had a miserable life, but he dies and he goes to Abraham's bosom. And this reinforces the idea of Abraham as being a great father, because Abraham was waiting for him on the other side to embrace him and hold him close to his chest as a father would embrace a poor, struggling, sick child. It says in Luke chapter 16 and verse 22, it came to pass that the beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham was all this because of his great faith in God and his obedience to God's will. But Abraham was a human being, and he made mistakes. He did not at first separate himself from his kindred and his father's house as completely as God directed. For a while, he left Ur, the Chaldees, in obedience to God and took his father and brother and Lot, his nephew, with him. And he was detained, it seems, 5 years at Haran until the death of Terah, when God called him to go into Canaan. And still, he took Lot with him. Finally, however, he separated from Lot, and God then more fully renewed this promise. And Jehovah said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it into thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then may thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and the breadth of it, and I will give it thee. Now twice Abraham lied about Sarah. That was out of fear and not out of faith. So even the great faithful Abraham, sometimes his faith was weak and he feared. She was, as he explained, his half-sister. But she was also his wife, which fact he concealed. And in concealing this fact, he made a wrong impression and therefore lied. Also by the course of this matter, but for the intervention of God, he would have brought upon himself and his wife the very trouble he desired to avert. We read about Abraham lying to his wife in Genesis chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. It says, It came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was fair. And the princes of Pharaoh saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he dwelt well with Abram for her sake. And he had sheep and cattle, and he asses and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. And Jehovah plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done to me? Why dost thou not tell me she was thy wife? Why saidest thou she is my sister, so that I took her to be my wife? Now therefore, behold thy wife. Take her and go away. And Pharaoh gave men charge concerning him, and they brought him on the way, and his wife, and all that he had. The second time we read about this is in Genesis chapter 20, where Abraham's faith again failed him. It tells us in Genesis chapter 20, beginning in verse 1, Abraham journeyed thence to the southward of the land of the south, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur. And he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, She is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God cometh to Abimelech in a dream of the night, and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man because of the woman whom thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. Now Abimelech had not come near to her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay even a righteous nation? And said he not to himself unto me, She is my sister? And she, even she herself, said, He is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and the innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that in the integrity of thine heart thou hast done this, and I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that is thine. And Abimelech rose early in the morning, and called all his servants, and told all these things in their ears, and the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham, and said to him, What hast thou done unto us? Wherein have I sinned against thee, that thou hast brought on me and my kingdom this great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What sawest thou, that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham said, Because I thought surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And moreover, she is indeed my sister, the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife, And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from my father's house, he said unto me, This is the kindness which thou shalt show to me. I'll finish this reading next class.